Good afternoon. It is Matt Skywatcher with WildCountry.fm. It's Friday. That means we are talking to Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country for Wild Country Connects. Ray, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have returned for another session.
Oh, yes, and we're very happy to have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to, you know, talk with the fans of the show. And, you know, I mean that, and I think over the years it's probably made a difference, and hopefully we've helped some people stay healthier than they might have been if they weren't a fan of your show.
I'm sure they have. I'm sure we have.
Now, the impact your show has on them, I have nothing to do with that.
Is that your, a disclosure?
Yeah. That's right. You have to start all presentations these days with a disclaimer.
Okay, yes, there you go. Okay. Well, what topic are we chatting about today, sir?
I'll say April is just chock full of a lot of great and very important items to discuss. We'll get through as many of them as we can, but quite honestly, we'd have to do this like four times a week, I think, to get through everything that April spotlights, from alcohol awareness to Parkinson's awareness, stress awareness.
Yeah.
I'm looking at everything in here. I mean, it's just, it's insane. In fact, there's a couple things on here I don't even know what they are.
Oh.
So we'll avoid those.
Okay.
But the one we're going to chat about today is an extremely important one, and that is Oral Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay.
And it's been, I think, 4 or 5 years since we have covered this, you know, on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to say that it's gotten incredibly better, but the numbers have not gotten a lot better in the years that, you know, have gone by. Back, I think, in 2022, I think, actually, there was about 54,000 Americans diagnosed every year.
Oh, wow.
With about 10,000 deaths. We're now at about 58,000 diagnosed every year, which is not necessarily a bad thing. On the surface it is, but that means maybe more people are getting screened the way they should, which of course is a good thing. But unfortunately, we're up to about 13,000 deaths or so on an annual basis. It works out to, this scares you, one person per hour, 24 hours a day.
Wow.
Clearly.
That is scary.
A lot more people than we want to, you know, die from anything, but, you know, certainly, you know, something like oral cancer that we're discussing today. It's actually, you know, the death rate is actually higher from oral cancer than it is for cervical, Hodgkin's lymphoma, and others that, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about and that, of course, get a lot of publicity. And if you were diagnosed on Monday, you only have about 55 to 60% chance of survival past 5 years.
Wow.
Which, again, is another scary number, exactly.
Hey.
It is extremely hard, you know, to discover and diagnose, mm-hmm. and that's one of the challenges with it, of course. You know, who's at risk? Mostly people who are over 40. It does impact more men than women, but mostly over 40. And here's some things, again, that we talk about all the time. You know, if you smoke heavily, that includes smokeless tobacco, by the way,
yeah,
or drink heavily, your risk factor is up. If you have had an HPV infection, which we talk about during immunization month, because there's an immunization for that now, your risk is much higher. And something very commonsensical, let's call it, like high sun exposure. And or spending a lot of time in a tanning bed.
Oh.
Either way, not good. Possible signs and symptoms. Look, you may have no symptoms at all. So that's why, once again, having your annual preventive care visit with your primary care doc is a great idea. And as always, if you're with a Community Health Center of the North Country provider, great. We appreciate you being part of our family. But if not, fine. It just make sure you go every year and get screened for all sorts of things and just get your normal annual checkup. You should have a primary care stock for your family. But certain things you may experience, you know, sores on the lips or in your mouth that don't heal, lumps on the lips or gums or anywhere in your mouth, obviously not a good idea. White or red patches along your gums, on the tongue, the general lining of your mouth, you know, bleeding, pain or numbness that doesn't go away in your mouth. Out of the blue change in your voice, because, you know, this can go down into what's known as oropharyngeal cancer, you know, down to the vocal cords. Trouble chewing or swallowing. Again, some common sense stuff there. Swelling of the jaw, sore throats, feelings that something is caught in your throat. You know, if anything along those lines, you should immediately reach out to, you know, initially a primary care doc or preferably your dentist. A lot of your dentists, you know, are screening for oral cancer these days, which is a change from many years ago.
Yeah.
So once again, a reminder about those annual dental visits, which I know access is incredibly hard in our community. So don't put it off. Please establish with a dentist. And once you do, it's much easier, obviously, to keep those, you know, annual appointments and get in there. Early detection, as with most things, and of course most cancers for sure, early detection is the key. You know, keep an eye on yourself. Perform a self-examination regularly to see if you can identify something yourself. And if you do have risk factors, you know, make sure you do see and establish with an oral surgeon, a dentist for that annual exam. And that's the best advice, you know, we can give you for that. And that will, again, there's no guarantees in life. We all know that. But look, this will help, you know, lower the chances of you becoming, you know, one of those in that statistic of nearly 58,000 that are diagnosed and even worse, 13,000 that die annually across this country.
Wow. Those are some big numbers.
They are. And again, I think it's a topic that obviously doesn't get the amount of discussion that something like high blood pressure, kidney disease, breast cancer, et cetera, you know, those are talked about all the time, rightly so. But sometimes other things get left behind that should be discussed, you know, from time to time as well, especially something like this that's so hard to detect to begin with.
And as we said many times before, know your body. Know everything. Something's different. Get it checked out.
Precisely. And get yourself established with a primary care doctor and or a dentist if you have not already done so. There's nothing wrong. I'm not saying anything. There's anything wrong with hospital systems or urgent cares. We all play a role in your care. But the importance of that primary care doc and that dentist who can give you these annual checkups is the key.
Yes. As always, very, very useful words and advice. Ray, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it, as always.